because it was so rich. That's what I want, so I can keep it short. But sweet. Amen. Psalms 19, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Amen. It's speaking about some of God's promises. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey that's in the honeycomb. If you could bow your heads one more time. Lord, please anoint my lips, O God, that I will speak your words. Father, that it will be a harvest, O God, of good food. That it will be a word that will find good soil. That will reap a harvest of blessing. Father, that it will increase our faith. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Before you're seated, shake someone's hand and say, preach. Amen, because you're going to help me preach. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Are you hungry? Well, I'll be short. Amen. This message is kind of about food. It's kind of about food. Once, some time ago, with some friends from work, we went to this Chinese restaurant. And you know, after every Chinese restaurant meal, you know what they come and bring you? Fortune cookies. Fortune cookies. So we started opening our fortune cookies, not so much because I believe in the fortune, but I wanted the cookie. And I can't eat it with that paper in it, so I better open it. So we started opening it, and, you know, since I opened it, I might as well read it. It said, "The fortune that you seek is in another cookie." You know, the topic of my message is the fortune cookie. Because the fortune that you seek is actually in another cookie. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And then these other things will be fulfilled. But a lot of us are opening up the fortune cookie thinking it's got our fortune in it. But this one is telling you today the fortune that you seek is in a different cookie. It's in a completely different cookie. You need to be seeking something else. A lot of us, we're seeking the wrong things. We're seeking after the job, or we're seeking after education, or we're seeking after career. And none of those things are bad, just like the cookie wasn't bad, but it told me the truth. The fortune that I'm looking for wasn't in that cookie. It was in another cookie. I'm telling you, God is speaking to someone today, say the thing that you're seeking for is not in the cookie you're opening in, but it's in another cookie. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God, because it says sweeter also than the honey that's in the honeycomb. You see, we're looking for things in all the wrong places. I guess someone made a song about that, right? Looking for love in all the wrong places. Someone has been opening up their fortune cookie and thinking it's going to tell them, oh, there's going to be happiness and bliss, and you're going to meet someone nice. And we're always looking for the next fortune teller to come and bless us, the next prophet to come and lay his hands on us. You know what you need to start doing? You better take your own hand like David and start to encourage yourself. There wasn't no one around to tell David suddenly a prophecy. But there came a time when everybody was against him. And if he was looking for a fortune cookie, he would have been in trouble. The Bible said he laid hands on himself. I'm just thinking. But the Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord. You can't go seeking for stuff in the wrong places, because you'll get the wrong stuff. Amen. It's time for us to put down the fortune cookie and start to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these other things shall be added to us. In the Sunday school lesson, Jesus told a parable in Luke 19. And the reason why he told the parable, if you read it very carefully, was because the disciples were asking, when is the kingdom coming? And so he told this parable, and I wonder how many people got it. He said, a certain man went away into a far country to receive a kingdom. and to return. So before he went, he gave all of his servants different talents. Some he gave 5, some he gave 10, and he told them to occupy till he come. But you see, most of us are not occupying. We're looking for the fortune in another cookie. Instead of looking for what God has already got in our hands. Isn't that what he told Moses? What is in your hand? Well, it's only a old stick, Lord. What do you want me to do with this? He said, stretch it out. Do something with what God has blessed you with. Stop opening fortune cookies. Stop going to the horoscope page. Stop going to the prophet to tell you all kinds of stuff. God has already got your fortune laid out. He's already told you what to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall come upon you. Now, those of you who are Rehoboth members, you know my story. That when I got married, my mother, instead of giving me some money, she sent me just a big old fat family Bible. Now, let me be honest with you. I wanted the money. That was not what I wanted. I thought, I'm getting married. I need some money. She sent me a big, I'm sure it was expensive, family Bible. Had her name in it, my name, my wife's name. It was a very nice gift. But I was thinking, you know, she's sending this all the way from America. I wasn't living here at the time. She sent my brother with it. And I was thinking, money. You know what I was doing? I was opening up the cookie, looking for my fortune. And it wasn't there. But there was something she had written inside that has kept me these 39 years coming up. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And I have proved that to be absolutely true. You don't need to go to no Chinese restaurant. You don't need to start opening up cookies. You need to open up the word of God and to stand upon his promises, because he says, yea and amen. He has given us, the Bible says, exceeding great and precious promises. Someone said there's more than 7,000 promises in the Bible. All you have to do is start getting one of those. Let me open up some fortune cookies for you. Hebrews 10:1 says, for the law having a shadow of good things, everybody hungry? Good things to come, and not the very image of them, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. See, that's one fortune cookie. What it's telling us is that what we were seeking in the law, in regulations, in rules, was never going to save us. But I got another fortune cookie to open up for you. Now look at this. Romans chapter 4 verse 15 tells us what the law used to do. It says, for because the law worketh wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. You know, that's a quite a nice little fortune cookie, but sometimes you have to put more than one together to make a meal. If I invited you to lunch and all I gave you was one fortune cookie, you wouldn't be too happy. But you see, he has provided some bread. He said, I am the bread of life. If you will take and eat of me, you will never, ever be hungry again. He told the woman at the well, you don't understand who you're talking to. I have more than the water from this well. I have got some living water. I have got some things for you. And you know what he started to do? He started to break out some fortune cookies. He started to tell her some things about her life. And she got excited. She said, come, I want you to come and see a man that told me everything that had happened. You see, she was talking to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. She wasn't going to the fortune teller and having him read her hand, or to the false prophet saying, this is what the Lord says. Oh no, this was the truth. I'm telling you, it's time for us to turn to the word of God and stop looking at other things, opening up the wrong cookies, looking at our horoscope, going to certain meetings for the prophet to lay hands on us and to, as they say, prophesy, right? Proverbs 14:12. Let me open up another fortune cookie for you. It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, sometimes the truth hurts. But if it's the truth, it's still going to be good. Sometimes I need to hear the truth. Sometimes the fortune cookie tells me, you know what? You left your windows down and it's raining. Now, I can sit in there and let my car get wet, or I can get up and obey. It's time to start seeking the truth. The Bible says that we ought to seek the truth and preserve it, because the Bible says the spirit that is coming is the spirit of truth. As I said, when we went to this Chinese restaurant, after that, everybody started opening up their cookies to see what fortune that would be inside of those. But I've never seen another one like that, that said the fortune that you seek is in another cookie. I think God was trying to tell me, stop playing games. It's time for you to get serious. It's time for you to understand where your true blessing comes from. That there is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he doesn't own a Chinese restaurant. Amen. Let us, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. I'm going to open up another cookie here. It says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. What's that telling us is that if we are truly seeking God, we can depend upon his righteousness. That's such a blessing to know. I don't have to depend upon my faults and failures, because if I start looking at myself, I would never make it. But I'm looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. He has written a lot more promises than you can find in a Chinese restaurant. It's time for us to start understanding that sweeter than honey in the honeycomb are the promises of God. I'm telling you, you better get your Bible out. Start finding some nice fortune cookies that are from the Word of God, not from some Chinese restaurant. I'm telling you, it's time for us to open up the promises of God and to stand upon his Word, because he said, here's one, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Don't you think that's a great promise? If God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. You should get excited about that. There have been times when you know you felt alone, but if you can pull out that fortune cookie out of the Bible, so to speak, and you start telling yourself, this one says he will never leave me nor forsake me, I would get excited. I like this one from Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now that's a very good one. That's starting to feel sweet in my mouth. Amen. I just start to pull out and open some promises of God that start to encourage me and start to lift my faith, because he's a great God. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 says, for the law having a shadow of the good things. See, most of us, after we leave here, we're going to go eat. Now, come on, you can confess. Every now and then, I go to the Jamaican restaurant. All right, every Sunday. But every now and then I bump into somebody or two. All right, I won't call them out. Do you understand that the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good? He is everything you need. He is sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. You see, it's a shadow. What was before was just a shadow of the good things. Now we don't have to bring our cow and our bull and our goat. I wouldn't want to be a high priest cutting up animals. All you have to do is the sacrifice of a broken and a contrite heart. All you have to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. The Bible says a broken and a contrite heart he will in no way despise. See, that's a cookie right there. Now, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but my son, he has a special cookie. And let me share with you. Of late, I've been liking it too. It's the original chocolate chip. See? Now, my wife sometimes tries to fool me and buys the one that says reduced fat. But I want to taste and see. So if you were to come in our cupboard and open it up, you would see on the bottom one that says reduced fat. And then on top of it is original. When it comes to the Word of God, you don't want the reduced fat. You want the original. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the heart. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. See, the words of God are just sweeter and sweeter if you start to really eat them. You see, the prophet Ezekiel, an angel came and gave him a scroll and said, you should eat all of these words. And we see that reflected in the book of Revelation. We have to eat all of God's words. As I've said so many times, God's word is not a buffet bar. You don't get to pick and choose. You have to eat all of it. I said I was going to be short. Please stand. See, you don't have to find a cookie that says your fortune is somewhere else. I'm telling you, your fortune is here today. If you haven't fulfilled that scripture that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. The low-fat stuff may be okay in real cookies, but for the Word of God, you want all of it. All of it. You want the original, not the diluted, not the fake. See, there's one thing you can't fool me with when it comes to food, because I've tasted the real thing. Sometimes my wife, well, she knows not to do that, but sometimes out of necessity, she'll cook minute rice. I'll eat it, but another thing you can't fool me with is fake butter, otherwise known as margarine. That won't work either. I didn't get this size by the fake stuff. And spiritually, you will not grow with the fake stuff. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the heart. See, I'm cutting this short because I just want this to be sweet enough that you'll think about it. Next time you see the cookie that says reduced fat, if the doctor tells you, you do it. But when it comes to the Word of God, there's no reduced fat. This won't add any calories to your body, but it will fatten your soul. It'll make you ready for what God wants to do. He said, I would that your whole body, soul, and spirit be what? Blameless. He wants the whole man to be fed properly. I know that the presence of the Lord is here today. And if you will take some of these promises, you don't have to go looking in some other Chinese fortune. It's all here in the Word of God. More than 7,000 promises. Surely you can find one that fits your situation. If you need healing, he said, by his stripes, we're healed. He's got one for you. You just need to open it. You just need to open it. I open these altars. If you want to pray, if you want to tell God, listen, I'm done with the fake stuff. I want to taste and see for myself. I want a reality. I've heard other people talking about blessing and knowing and having relationship. Well, I'm telling you, it's real. When you have a toothache, no doctor can tell you you don't. How? Because you feel it. You know it. I'm telling you today that if you will taste and see, if you will try God, he's got some good things prepared for those who will come before him. Thou preparest a table. He's not just got a fortune cookie. He's got a whole table. And his spread is fit for a king. One of the last things he said at the Lord's Supper, he said, I will not drink this cup again until I drink it anew. We're going to be invited to some feast. I'm telling you that. There is a marriage supper in heaven being prepared for the bride of Christ. Have you got your invite? Have you RSVP'd? If you're not on the list, there's no great gate crashes allowed in this feast. The security is much too tight. It's by invitation only. But here's the good thing. There were some people who didn't want to come. So the Lord of the feast sent out his servants into the highways and byways, and he said, whomsoever will may come, but you have to put on the wedding garment. But here's the thing, the wedding garment is free. We can be clothed with his righteousness. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We're going to close this service. It don't take a long time for someone to make up in their mind that they're going to open a promise from God. That is so much better than any fortune cookie. It's so much better than any lying promise about what's going to happen to you. Because he's already said, seek me first, and all these other things, all of them, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads with me, and those of you in the pew, if you could pray with me, pray for yourself, pray for this church, pray for those at the altar. If we will open our mouth and say, God, I need a promise right now. I'm in trouble. I got some needs. I've got some hurts. I am telling you, he's got a gift for you. He's got a gift for you. He's got something that he's going to give you that is going to be more than you can ever imagine. If you will stretch out in faith right now, don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed, but reach out right now to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He says, I've prepared a table in the presence even of your enemies. Hallelujah. He will anoint your head with oil. And then surely, goodness and mercy is going to follow all the days of your life. Lord, we just thank you for your...